ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Daily Devotional Bible Reading, episode number 334. Where I simply read three chapters of the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day with my family as a part of our family devotions to encourage you through this podcast recording and live to read the Holy Bible with your family in a year's time. We started the day after Thanksgiving, and we should, by the grace of God, conclude on Thanksgiving Day. Today we are reading 2 Chronicles chapter 28. As you hear some of my family coming in, 2 Chronicles chapter 28, Isaiah chapter 50, and Habakkuk chapter 2. Dwight L. Moody said the Bible was not given for our information, but for our transformation. Dr. James Merritt said the primary purpose of reading the Bible is not to know the Bible, but to know God. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure and joy on this morning to read the Word of God found in the Holy Bible at 2 Chronicles chapter 28. Ahaz was 20 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. But he did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord, like David his father. For he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, and made also molten images for Balaam. Moreover, he burnt incense in the valley of the son of Hinnom, and burnt his children in the fire after the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. He sacrificed also and burnt incense in the high places and on the hills and under every green tree. Wherefore the Lord his God delivered him into the hand of the king of Syria, and they smote him and carried away a great multitude of them captives, and brought them to Damascus. And he was also delivered into the hand of the king of Israel, who smote him with a great slaughter. For Pekah, the son of Remaliah, slew in Judah 120,000 in one day, which were all valiant men, because they had forsaken the Lord God of their fathers. And Zichri, a mighty man of Ephraim, slew Maaseiah, the king's son, and Azricam, the governor of the house, and Elkanah, that was next to the king. And the children of Israel carried away captive of their brethren 200,000 women, sons, and daughters, and took also away much spoil from them, and brought the spoil to Samaria. But a prophet of the Lord was there, whose name was Oded, and he went out before the host that came to Samaria and said unto them, Behold, because the Lord God of your fathers was wroth with Judah, he hath delivered them into your hand, and ye have slain them in a rage that reacheth up unto heaven. And now ye purpose to keep under the children of Judah and Jerusalem for bondmen and bondwomen unto you. But are there not with you right here? Verse 10, And now ye purpose to keep under the children of Judah and Jerusalem for bondmen and bondwomen unto you. But are there not with you, even with you, sins against the Lord your God? Now hear me therefore and deliver. Now hear me, therefore, and deliver the captives again which ye have taken captive of your brethren. For the fierce wrath of the Lord is upon you. Then certain of the heads of the children of Ephraim, Azariah, the son of Johanan, Berechiah, the son of Mesh-il-Lamoth, and Jehizkiah, the son of Shalom, and Amasa, the son of Hadlai, stood up against them that came from the war, and said unto them, Ye shall not bring in the captives hither. For whereas we have offended against the Lord already, ye intend to add more to our sins and to our trespass, for our trespass is great, and there is fierce wrath against Israel. So the armed men left the captives and the spoil before the princes and all the congregation. And the men which were expressed by name rose up and took the captives, and with the spoil clothed all that were naked among them, and arrayed them, and shod them, and gave them to eat and to drink, and anointed them, and carried all the feeble of them upon asses, and brought them to Jericho, the city of palm trees, to their brethren. Then they returned to Samaria. At that time did King Ahaz send unto the kings of Assyria to help him. For again the Edomites had come and smitten Judah and carried away captives. The Philistines also had invaded the cities of the low country and of the south of Judah, and had taken Beth Shemesh and Ajalon and Gederoth and Shoko with the villages thereof, and Timnah with the villages thereof, Gimzo also and the villages thereof, and they dwelt there. For the Lord brought Judah low because of Ahaz, king of Israel, for he made Judah naked and transgressed sore against the Lord. And Tilgath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, came unto him and distressed him, but strengthened him not. For Ahaz took away a portion out of the house of the Lord and out of the house of the king and of the princes, and gave it unto the king of Assyria, but he helped him not. And in the time of his distress did he trespass yet more against the Lord. This is that King Ahaz, for he sacrificed unto the gods of Damascus, which smote him. And he said, because the gods of the kings of Syria help them, therefore will I sacrifice to them, that they may help me. But they were the ruin of him and of all Israel. And Ahaz gathered together the vessels of the house of God, and cut in pieces the vessels of the house of God, and shut up the doors of the house of the Lord, and he made him altars in every corner of Jerusalem. And in every several city of Judah he made high places to burn incense unto other gods, and provoked to anger the Lord God of his fathers. Now the rest of his acts and of all his ways, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Ahaz slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city, even in Jerusalem. But they brought him not into the sepulchres of the kings of Israel. And Hezekiah his son reigned in his stead. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing now Isaiah chapter 50. Isaiah chapter 50. Thus saith the Lord, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement, whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities have ye sold yourselves, and for your transgressions is your mother put away. Wherefore, when I came come up closer. Wherefore, when I came, step back, same place you were yesterday. Wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke I dry up the sea. I make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stinketh because there is no water, and dieth for thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning, he wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they all shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord, and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks. Walk in the light of your fire, and in the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of mine hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends and foes, and even foes in the family, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure and joy to read in your hearing Habakkuk chapter 2. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you so much, Lord, for the earlier prayer meeting. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of prayer, the peace that comes from prayer, the power of prayer, and the purpose of prayer. And Lord, we know that by your wisdom and your teaching us that prayer and your holy word go together. We praise you and we thank you for your goodness, your love, and your mercy. And we praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would rebuke and bind our enemy, the devil, his demons, and his hosts from this time right now. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil and his demons and his host and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias out of the hearts and minds and lives of people here and people out there, and give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. And Lord, help everybody to take heed to your divine chastisement and rebuke. And help everybody to take inventory and to confess their sins and repent, and to humble themselves and to pray and to seek your face, and to turn from their wicked ways and repent and get back to you, Lord, our first love. Crucify, Lord, our wicked, evil, and ungodly flesh in us, those of us who are saved. Fill us all with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Rebuke and bind our enemy, the devil, his demons, and his hosts, Lord, from this time. Place upon us your protection, a band of your holy angels. Surround us with the band of your holy angels. Place upon us the whole arm of God, and give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. As we read your holy word, grant me your strength and your grace, and all of us your strength and your grace, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word and to understand it. Grant us your unction and your anointing to understand your holy word, to love it, to cherish it, and to obey it, and to live by it, and to apply it to our lives. Lord, break the band of wickedness in each person's life under the sound of my voice here and beyond here. And Lord, regardless of their faces, help us to always be obedient to you and faithful. In Jesus Christ's name, I do pray that you will save those who are lost and revive those who are saved. In Jesus Christ's name, we do pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, Habakkuk chapter 2. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables. rather tablets, upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Yea, also because he transgresseth by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlargeth his desire as hell, and is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations, and heapeth unto him all people. Shall not all these take up a parable against him, and a taunting proverb against him, and say, woe to him that increaseth that which is not his, how long, and to him that ladeth himself with thick clay? Shall they not rise up suddenly, that shall bite thee, and awake, that shall vex thee, and thou shalt be for booties unto them, because thou hast spoiled many nations? All the remnant of the people shall spoil thee because of men's blood, and for the violence of the land of the city, and of all that dwell therein. Woe to him that coveteth an evil covetousness to his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of evil. Thou hast consulted shame to thy house by cutting off many people, and hast sinned against thy soul. For the stone shall cry out of the wall, and the timber shall, and the beam out of the timber shall answer it. Woe to him that buildeth a town with blood, and establisheth a city by iniquity. Behold, is it not of the Lord of hosts that the people shall labor in the very fire, and the people shall weary themselves for very vanity? For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink, that putteth thy bottle to him, and makest him drunken also, that thou mayest look on their nakedness. Thou art filled with shame for glory. Drink thou also, and let thy foreskin be uncovered. The cup of the Lord's right hand shall be turned unto thee, and shameful spewing shall be on thy glory. For the violence of Lebanon shall cover thee, and the spoil of beasts which made them afraid because of men's blood, and for the violence of the land of the city, and of all that dwell therein. What profiteth the graven image that the maker thereof hath graven it, the molten image, and a teacher of lies, that the maker of his work trusteth therein to make dumb idols. Woe unto him that saith to the wood, pardon me. Woe unto him that saith to the wood, pardon me, awake to the dumb stone, arise, it shall teach. Behold, it is laid over with gold and silver, and there is no breath at all in the midst of it. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for your holy word and the realness of it, and have it to sink down deep into our hearts and minds, souls, and spirits, to convict us of our sins, to help break the band of wickedness in our hearts, minds, souls, spirits, and attitudes. Help us all who name the name of Christ to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and to get back to you, our first love and our first works. And Holy Father God, help us to remember your holy word. Help us to wrestle with your holy word in our hearts and minds, to understand it, to apply it to our lives, to obey it. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to pray, to meditate on your holy word while doing so, and Lord, to obey it and to share it with others and to witness Christ based upon your holy word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Okay. You need to fix the gospel light in YouTube. She says she can't see it or hear it. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 670. Where I simply cut off, where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and or the Matthew Henry commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly, and gave the sense and cause them to understand the reading. And so, therefore, the aim of this podcast, the purpose of this podcast, is that through the simple reading of the Word of God and the giving of the sense of it or the understanding of it, it is my humble prayer that the church would be revived in a very real sense, and that the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath of God to come and the eternal burning hell by believing in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, by believing in Jesus Christ, who preached the gospel first and best when he said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." These are the words of Jesus Christ. That is the purest form of the gospel ever preached. And let's break it down for your understanding. Understand that God loves you. If you're in this world, for God so loved the world, God loves you, no matter how you feel about it, no matter what you think about yourself, whether you love yourself or not, God loves you. There are people who don't love themselves, and they don't love anybody else either. But regardless of their self-hatred and hatred of others because of their sinful nature, God still loves them. For God so loved the world. And see, when God loves, he does something about it. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world." In fact, Jesus Christ is the one who said it. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." He gave up Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. Jesus Christ, who never sinned, who never did anything wrong in word, thought, deed, or attitude. And yes, you can sin with your attitude. Many people do every day. In fact, it's probably one of the biggest sins in the world. He never committed a sin in word, thought, deed, or attitude. He went about healing the sick, raising the dead, walking on the water. Because he made the water, he walked on the water like we walk on carpet or a floor or the ground. In the midst of a storm, he told the wind to be quiet and the sea to sit down. He said, "Peace, be still," and they obeyed him. I think you ought to get to know him. Jesus Christ, who has that kind of power. Another name for him, given to him, is Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. Only God has that kind of power, and Jesus Christ is God in human form, the God-man who walked on this earth. And all you have to do is believe in him, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And Jesus Christ was obedient to God and chose to die for our sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God. And all we have to do is believe in him, trust in him, have faith in him. For the Bible says, what Jesus Christ in fact said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever," that word whosoever means anybody at any time, red, yellow, black, or white, "we're all precious in his sight." And there will be no racism and prejudice in heaven or in hell. No matter what you have done in life, as long as you have not blasphemed the Holy Spirit of God, which I doubt if you've done. You can be saved from hell. God loves you, and all you have to do is believe in Christ for whosoever. That means anybody at any time, whosoever believeth in him. He was speaking of himself. Believeth in Jesus Christ. He is the Lamb of God, the sacrificial Lamb of God, who took away the sin of the world. As someone said, Adam, by one man, Adam brought sin into the world, and we were all made sinners. Jesus Christ took sin out of the world, and all we have to do is believe in him, and we can be set free from the punishment of the sins, the punishment we deserve, which is eternal hell, the trash heap of eternity. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, go to hell, the trash heap dump of all eternity. A place of torment, a place of burning, a place of darkness, a place of pain. By the way, Jesus Christ preached more on hell than any prophet, preacher, apostle, or writer in the Bible. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than he did about heaven. That's how serious this matter is. This is why he died on the cross, to save your soul from the trash heap of eternity, the burning hell. And all you have to do is believe in him. Just look to him. Believe in Jesus Christ. Another word is to trust in him, or to have faith in him. That's what believe means. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is, go to heaven, even though we don't deserve it. That's what Jesus did for us. So may I lovingly encourage you, dear friend, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shall be saved. And then call on his name in prayer. Confess him as the Lord of your life. Call on his name in prayer. Pray and ask him to save you, and he will save you. And if you need a little help with that, I can help you with the believing in your heart. I've given you all the help I can give you. You have to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ yourself. It's not based upon mama or daddy or grandpappy or grandmama. You got to believe for yourself. If they are in heaven, they believe for themselves. You got to believe for yourself. I can't give you my belief. You got to believe in Jesus yourself now. You got to do that right now. I would urge you to do it right now, because today is the day of salvation. And in light of the fact that over 1,000 people are dying a day in America alone, I think you need to hurry up and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, lest you lift up your eyes in the torments of hell like Mr. Dives, the rich man. So, dear friend, I'll help you with the prayer part. Follow me in prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart, as you believe in your heart in Jesus Christ, that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I have done evil in your sight. For Lord, I have committed in some sins that have broken your Ten Commandments. For I have lied before. I've stolen things before. I have lusted in my heart after people and things before. And I have also dishonored and disobeyed my parents before. And I have also taken your holy name in vain before. And I've committed many other sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul today. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins and help me to turn from my old sinful lifestyle and help me to follow you in the new life, Lord Jesus. For it is in your holy name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior today, congratulations and may God bless you. Please go to GospelLightSociety.com and download my book free of charge. Titled What to Do After You Have Entered into the Door. That is, you believed on Jesus Christ, and that book will help you get started on your way in your newfound faith in Christ. The book is free of charge. It's a free download. And you'll never be asked to give any money for that. Also, let us know that you got saved by emailing us at dw3@gospellightsociety.com. Now, with that, ladies and gentlemen, we're reading today Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 7. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and thank you for your holy gospel. We praise you and we thank you for Jesus Christ, who gave us this good news and who died, was buried and rose on the third day with for us to experience this good news, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and providing salvation full and free for each and every one of us. And now, Lord, I do pray that you would fill those of us who are saved with the fullness and the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, help us to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to repent and to get back to you, our first love, and grant us your unction, your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to understand your holy word, to love it, to cherish it, to live by it, and to apply it to our lives, to share it with others, and to proclaim your holy gospel from it, as you have just given me the privilege to do. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 7. They are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity shall proceed of themselves. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 7. Now, here is the sense of it from the Bible Knowledge Commentary, which reads, "The Babylonians, also known as Chaldeans, lived in southern Mesopotamia and were called an ancient nation, a primeval people. Abram, of course, migrated from Ur of the Chaldees to Canaan." God had called a people out of this increasingly savage populace. Now this nation had burst out of the Tigris-Euphrates Valley, and like some awesome lava flow, it spilled across the world. Its quiet little cousin, Judah, would soon lie in its wake. Babylon apparently was without rival. This terrible and dreadful people were a law to themselves. They promoted their own honor. That is, they lifted themselves up. They recognized no law or judge but themselves, and their superiority and authority was gained by their own ruthless conquests. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for our time together that you have blessed us with around your holy word and understanding your holy word and the giving of the sense of it and the presenting and preaching of the gospel. We give you the glory, the praise, and honor, and we pray for over 3 million souls to be saved. And we pray for that with great confidence that you're going to answer it, because you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Have your Holy Ghost to fall down very strong as your gospel is being preached around the world. And Lord, if only a few get saved today, that you would use one of them to reach 3 million. Lord, you have the power and the might in your hands, and I know that you want it done. And we pray that it would all come to pass. And Lord, even if it doesn't come to pass in my lifetime, I know that it will come to pass, because your holy word has made it clear. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. And only you could put a desire like that in my old wicked heart, to see 3 million souls saved, 3 million Christians revived. I know that you are going to do it. If you have not done it already, I give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. You got them where they can hear, right? You can just leave at this point. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House family devotional reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's magnificent devotional work and book titled Morning and Evening. This is episode number 280. This is the podcast, and this is episode number 280. Our scripture passage today is 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 4, which reads, "But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers." Pardon me. It was a remarkable thing that the man who was never to die, for whom God had ordained an infinitely better lot, the man who should be carried to heaven in a chariot of fire and be translated, that he should not see death, should thus pray, "Let me die. I am no better than my fathers." We have here, and by the way, he said also, "It is enough," which is a powerful little statement, and I'm adding that part. We have here a memorable proof that God does not always answer prayer in kind, though he always does in effect. He gave Elias something better than that which he asked for, and thus really heard and answered him. Strange was it that the lion-hearted Elijah should be so depressed by Jezebel's threat as to ask to die, and blessedly kind was it on the part of our Heavenly Father that he did not take his desponding servant at his word. There is a limit to the doctrine of the prayer of faith. We are not to expect that God will give us everything we choose to ask for. We know that we sometimes ask and do not receive because we ask amiss. If we ask for that which is not promised, if we run counter to the spirit which the Lord would have us cultivate, if we ask contrary to his will or to the decrees of his providence, if we ask merely for the gratification of our own ease and without an eye to his glory and praise, we must not expect that we shall receive an answer to what we are asking for. Yet when we ask in faith, nothing doubting, if we receive not the precise thing asked for, we shall receive an equivalent and more than an equivalent for it. As one remarks, if the Lord does not pay in silver, he will pay in gold. Pardon me. And if he does not pay in gold, he will pay in diamonds. If he does not give you precisely what you ask for, he will give you that which is tantamount to it, and that which you will greatly rejoice to receive in lieu thereof. Be then, dear friend, much in prayer, and make this evening, make this day, make this morning a season of earnest intercession, but take heed what you ask. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we give you the glory, praise, and honor for your holy word and for this enlightening devotional by your servant, he being dead yet speaketh, the Prince of Preachers, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the gifted one, no doubt. You gave him the mother load of depth and wisdom and knowledge and understanding that it would take 1,000 preachers, Lord, to match up to the Prince of Preachers. And I give you the glory, praise, and honor for it. I don't have an envious bone in my body. I just thank you, Lord, that that you gave him the mind to write down these things. And I do pray that you'll help us to remember this devotional, powerful, amazing devotional. So help us to meditate on your holy word and get out of it what you want us to have, but to remember also what you gave your servant, the Prince of Preachers, because it could be life-changing and life-transforming. And in the end, we pray for lost souls to be saved, Christians to be revived. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen.